your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Nymph of the garden where all beauties be, beauties which do in excellency pass. His who till death looked in a watery glass, or hers whom naked the Trojan boy did see. Your hot witches end the year beautifully in this shallow year-end episode about pretty people. And now, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl. From all of us here at Good Witch, Bad Witch, Happy New Year, witches.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome, witches. It's Witchy Wednesday.
Sure is.
I am your good witch, Shelley Majors. And across from me is my co-host, best friend, and supermodel, Lisa Brown, the bad witch.
Hi.
And her husband, Daryl Brown, the man witch. How's it going, guys?
I'm going good. Yeah, I'm digging
Welcome to Good Witch, Bad Witch. It's a podcast where we talk about shit. It's different every week.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Fun.
Yeah. That's what I thought. So Lisa kind of inspired me today, and of all days, because she is such a beautiful soul. And we are doing a episode completely about
me,
superficial beauty.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about doing that today is Lisa self-admittedly said that she looks hideous.
I do.
If you're on the Patreon, she's not wearing makeup because she went and got a massage today. Mm-hmm. And they massage her face with fragrant and sensual oils.
Yes.
And so it doesn't make sense to wear the makeup.
Why would you do it?
You're face down on the bed.
Oh. Right. And she then massages you upside down with sensual oils.
Yeah. She gets on the floor and just goes through that little pillow with her toes.
Not a visual medium, but that was pretty great. Yes, that's how massages work, Daryl.
This is great.
Daryl's never had a massage.
So Lisa's got her face in the face pillow.
Yeah.
And the woman, the massage therapist, is underneath her with oil-tipped fingers poking at your face.
No.
Do you want me to describe it?
The reason I'm not wearing makeup is because I have to lay face down on the bed. And that rubs off my makeup, so why worry about it?
I see. And you don't want to get makeup on the pillow.
Right.
She probably appreciates that, though.
Yeah. And when I get home, I just didn't feel like it.
Yep.
She does not rub my face, but she would if I asked her. She really would, because I've had a headache before, and she's rubbed like my head and my face.
Yeah.
But I didn't really have any pain this time, except for my neck, and so she worked mostly on my neck.
Nice.
Yeah.
And still went a half hour over.
Yeah.
She went 15 minutes over.
Oh, 15.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, but still, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, so if a lot of you don't know this, but your massage therapist or your nail tech, I mean, should, when they give you a manicure, you know, do the lotion and the cuticle oil and give you a nice little hand massage.
Hand job.
Yeah.
Give you a handy.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa has never given me a handy, but her hand massages are really delightful, and you don't realize how stressful your hands and your wrists are, and especially your nail tech, because, you know, she does so much repetitive motion and all this. Here's my point. We'll get back to beauty in a minute. But I drive sometimes 3 hours a day now, and I like try to do little exercises while I'm driving, but without causing an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is
Kegels, Shelley.
Yes, also on the inside.
Kegels.
Yes, and Kegels. But rotating your wrists is a good one, and like all the way back, all the way forward, et cetera, et cetera. So take care of your hands and wrists, everybody.
Well, that does feel
also
good.
Just to clarify, a nail tech should get, if you're getting a manicure done, you get a hand massage. If you're getting an acrylic service, you do not get a hand massage.
If you're getting a pedicure, you probably won't get a hand massage.
No. True. Yes. You get a foot massage.
Right.
But,
a foot job.
A lot of people, like, they'll see me give a hand massage to somebody else, and mm-hmm. then they come in and get an acrylic rebase or something, and they're like, you never rub my hands, and it's like, because that's not part of the service.
Exactly. So, and the reason being is when you do all the filing and soaking and all the things, the cuticles get loose, and you nip, and you tug, and you, it's like
and
a
it's just a longer, it's a longer service, and it's a more expensive service.
Sure.
So that gets pretty much cut
out. So pay for it.
Yes.
Well, yeah, if you want a hand massage on top of it, I can do that, but you need to pay me more.
Hey, just chill out.
Right?
You don't have to get aggressive.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, but Lisa does really
just
get a hand massage.
Just don't ask for one.
Don't
Brady.
Ask. Or do ask and ask to pay extra and schedule the time accordingly beforehand.
Yes.
That would be called Intro A, Beauty Rituals.
Yeah. Oh.
So, Lisa, when you left the house today, you weren't wearing any makeup because of we went over it quite extensively.
Yeah.
But if ordinarily, in a given day, you're going to work, what's on your face? What do you do? Do you have a skin ritual in the morning? Do you have a skin ritual at night?
Yeah. So I always, like, one of the things that we have on here is can't leave home without or whatever. One thing that I will never not buy from this day forward is climate control is my go-to. It's a spray.
Okay.
And it's a pH balancer. So if you're too greasy, it dries you out. If you're too dry, it oils you up.
Oh. Wow.
So, yeah. And it also works as if you get a sunburn, it helps. It's just like an all-over amazing serum.
Where do you find said product?
Cenogens has it, the people who sell lip scents.
Do you still sell them?
No, I don't anymore.
Okay, but we can find it online or find a representative.
Not only that, or just call me, and I have a friend who
she can order it.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah,
it feels really good too.
It's amazing. Yeah, and like if you get really bad sunburned, you just spray it on
kinda
you.
Kind of tingles.
It just like kind of calms it down. But that's what I put underneath my foundation.
Okay.
And then I put foundation on.
Okay.
It looks really natural. I'm sorry, I don't put foundation on.
Okay.
I put moisturizer. So, climate control, then moisturizer.
Okay.
If I'm going out, I'll put foundation. Okay. If I'm just going to work and I'm not doing anything, I don't wear foundation because I don't want it to clog my pores.
Sure.
And I feel like now at this advanced age, my face needs to breathe a little bit more. So I only use foundation if I'm actually.
And it has to be
going disco dancing.
Because over 40 or 50, if you're wearing like something powdery or cakey or whatever, it just ages you for
That's
sure.
That's another thing by Cenogens. I probably should still be a representative, but they have a foundation that kind of. It's called Dewy, and there's 10 different shades that it'll, like, it's one shade, but it'll,
Adapt to your face.
Yes, if you're,
I need that.
I know, it's amazing.
Is it called 50 Shades of Dewy?
Yes,
it is.
I can never find anything to match my particular shade of alabaster freckle.
I love it because I don't have to worry, like in the summer, I'm darker than I'm in stuff. Yeah. I just use the same one all year
round. It just matches.
Yeah.
Okay, I really didn't mean for this to be a commercial, but I need help.
Okay.
And so I'm going to buy all of those things from you and your friend.
Well, maybe I'll just
re-up,
you know?
Yeah, you should.
Seriously. Yeah.
Between the two of us.
Yeah, after this show comes out, I bet you'll get a lot of business.
Because I do need climate control.
There you go.
But
and I've always thought that they were pretty affordable, Cenogens, for what they do.
They're like more expensive than Mary Kay, but not as expensive as some of the like Lancome and stuff like that.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Demi, who was a former guest on the show and my current Denver work wife, she, what's the name of that beauty box that you have a monthly subscription to?
Oh, Ipsy?
Something like that. Uh-huh. Maybe it's that, but she had a bunch of.
FabFitFive or something.
I think it was the second one, but she had a bunch of extra stuff that didn't go with her skin that she gave to me. So all of a sudden, I went from nothing to having like toner and hydrolic acid, if that's the right word. Although that could be water powered.
I don't know.
Hypocilic, I don't know. Vitamin C, all of that stuff. So anyway, I just started it. Maybe we should do a before and after. Maybe the next time we do the show, I'll look like I have crazy awesome skin.
Perfect.
We'll see.
And so, the only other thing, I always have to have eyeliner.
Yes.
I don't wear mascara.
Uh-huh.
And I wear eyeshadow most of the time. And that's the only thing that I have to have. If I'm going out, I'll put on lipstick.
I have to have mascara because my eyelashes are blonde and I look like I'm asleep if I don't do it.
Got it.
And some color on my lips because they're so flesh-toned that I look kind of like Tilda Swinton.
Mm.
in the non-sexy way.
Oh.
She has a very beige top-to-bottom monochromatic face.
Yes.
I think. And I don't want that.
I get that.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Okay. Daryl, do you have any beauty ritual? Do you wash your face?
Oh, yeah. I do.
In the shower I wash my face.
Yeah, yeah, I wash my face. But this is going to be kind of a surprise. I'm a big mask guy.
I love masks. What kind of mask do you use? Like clay or the gelatinous?
I've done some of the charcoal ones. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I've done those. We actually had this other product. It was a gold peel mask.
Ooh.
But, I mean, that one, seriously, that one felt great, too. Sounds funny for Amanda to say it, but...
It doesn't sound funny.
I do it around my facial hair and stuff, but, you know, I've got a little bit of up on top here, you know, but you can't see it. Patreon can see it, but no.
That was like a bubble mask, like you put it on and it bubbled, but we didn't like it.
No, remember the one that was kind of like a cloth?
Mm-hmm. But that was the bubble one. It was like...
It felt gross.
It was sizzly?
Yes, yeah, exactly. And I'm just sitting there and
like,
I can't do it anymore. But yeah, you know, I'm not above trying to keep my face look a little bit younger and everything, you know, like that. So yeah.
You both have beautiful skin.
Stuff like that. I hydrate a lot to make sure.
You know, the one thing that I think is a weird beauty ritual of Daryl's, weird, like I think it's wrong or anything. It just, to me, it's, I don't know, but he scrubs his feet in the shower.
Ooh, I do too. Yeah, I have a body scrub. I have two different body scrubs, and it feels great.
Yeah.
I don't.
But, well, because you probably have soft, tender feet that you want to be on the fetish
not
fan
really.
Sites. No?
No. I mean, like, I have cute toes, but I have really bad heels. Maybe I should start doing it.
It feels great.
You know what we need to get is that one stuff. Scrub. That I think that was through Synagen's also that we kept in the fridge for your...
That was Mary Kay.
Was that Mary Kay?
Yes.
That stuff
give
dropped.
Me that for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'll pay you for it.
Okay. Yeah.
The one thing I did want to say, go back to Synagen's, and it's a big commercial for them, but hey, it's a great product.
Yeah,
but
maybe they'll sponsor.
During COVID, when you couldn't get sand sanitizer anywhere.
Sand sanitizer?
Sand sanitizer.
I barely kept the liquid in my mouth.
He gave me a dirty look like, I said sand sanitizer. I'm like, rewind that back.
Oh my God, yes.
Listen
hand
to
sanitizer.
Yourself.
Hand sanitizer. Yes, there we go, not sand sanitizer. I'm a little dyslexic. It's okay. It's a good, but
it's a good one.
You couldn't get hand sanitizer, you know, very well.
Uh-huh.
So they, each time we would make an order, they would send us bottles of that.
Hand sanitizer for free.
For free.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so I think
really
that's, cool. I mean, that's really a cool thing for
that's
a company
I still
to do.
Use that.
Yeah.
I love it.
But yeah, you know, other than that, I don't do too much, you know, I mean, I don't know too many guys that do too much stuff like that, but
you don't look the million years older than us than you are. You really do have beautiful skin.
Yes.
He does
yeah.
have a nice face. Look at this face.
Winning.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hook me up with that eye stuff. So, both of you, what would you consider your problem area? Like, because me, all of a sudden, after I got older, aside from crow's feet, wrinkles, all that, I get just a little cluster of enlarged pores.
Hmm.
And the toner's taking care of that action.
Nice.
But I also told you, I think, I got that very satisfying tool that's like a vacuum cleaner for your face, and it'll suck out the blackheads.
Ew.
And then there's like a little metal disc on it that is cold. So you put that on it after you suck out the stuff, and the cold closes the pore.
Where did you get that at?
The internet.
Oh.
Yeah. You could use mine. You could have my blackhead.
No, I don't want to use your sucky thing.
That
sucks.
Thing? You don't?
Come on.
No, but then it leaves kind of like a little hickey mark on your face. So you gotta,
thank you.
Don't make any plans maybe the next day. But it's
I'm
super
good.
Satisfying.
I don't really have a lot of blackheads, though.
Oh, Lisa, you can watch them being sucked out like a Dustus Gloop in Charlie and Chuck.
Blackheads are kind of, they're intriguing.
Yes.
You know? It's like wax.
And you can't pop them because you don't want to get scarred.
No, that big old hole. Yeah,
yeah, so nobody likes that.
What are you doing? I'm vacuuming my face.
Right? Yeah, no, I do it. And I'm unabashed about it.
Nice.
As far as skin is concerned, I don't like my marionette lines. That's my biggest problem. I feel like they're really, really deep. I don't like
that. Will you explain to men or people that don't know what marionette lines are?
It's basically like your smile line on the top, the big crease.
That comes off the corner of your nose.
Yeah, that comes off the corner of your nose. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So
I've never noticed it in my whole life. On you.
Let me see.
It's bad.
You got a nice face.
Oh, yeah. But
look,
I mean,
if I go, look.
Somebody that we know who will remain nameless in case they want to. I don't think they would care if I said their name, but I'm not going to. Does Botox on the regular. And I want to go to her person because it looks so natural. Their face doesn't look frozen. It doesn't look. And like, I just recently found out the difference between Botox and fillers. And Botox is like the muscle freezer or paralyzer. And fillers are, they literally put filler in your wrinkles. And hers looks really natural. And she looks really young. Yeah.
Which is better? Is Botox better than fillers?
I think it depends on who you go to.
And it also depends on where you put it in your face.
Yeah.
I want to get, I think it's a filler that you put like up in your cheeks.
Yeah.
Because then it, watch, so you guys, it pulls your cheeks. And then I don't have the marionette lines.
Oh, there you go. Do you look like the Joker? Because you look like the Joker right now a little bit.
You might be pulling your mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you did it one time.
Don't go changing.
Look, it's so much better this way. They're laughing at me, apparently. It is not.
It just seems like a gamble. Maybe wait till you're 60.
That we'll might see. Be, yeah. Can we wait till after our 50th anniversary?
So do you, Daryl, for you specifically, I think I know the answer with Lisa, but our fans might not. Do both of you do your own manis and pedis?
I clip my fingernails, but sometimes when we're in a lull between clients at work, I go in and she'll, you know,
give you a little file
them down and, buff them this and that. But no, sometimes I have her clip my toenails.
Sometimes,
all the time I have her clip my toenails.
Yeah. Is it just hard to bend down, or you just don't want to do it, or?
A little bit of both.
I just want attention.
Well, just the older that you get. Well, I know that you have bad knees, too, so sometimes it's hard to get in certain positions.
I've got this beer gut. It's hard to get to the toes. But no, I like I said, I just want her to touch me.
I do not do my own fingernails because it's redundant. I do always do my toes, and I do them myself.
And they look great.
Yeah, they're my favorite, and they're the only thing that like I do on a constant.
Yeah, they always look great.
Yeah, except for right now.
In case you don't know, Lisa's got fancy feet. They're really cute. They're little, her little Beavises.
Oh, you
got your. So do you just not, because you deal with acetone and everything all day long, you just don't do your nails?
Yeah, it's going to come off, and I'm not going to stay an extra hour after work to do my nails so that I can do them the next day.
I don't blame you. Yeah, that's crazy
It's just ridiculous.
That's so, crazy pants. Yeah. I'm almost done with the intro. So, Daryl, with your beautiful wife getting the massage today and stuff, do you enjoy the natural look on a lady? Or do you like somebody who has, like, different looks? Or somebody who's got, like, a smoky eye? What's your favorite face look on a woman in general?
I think my wife wears, like, you know, she doesn't have any makeup on today. It's fine.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah.
But otherwise, normally I wear the right amount of makeup.
No, she does. She wears the exact right amount of makeup.
It's not distracting.
No, it's not overly. Yeah.
I did wear eyelash, like fake eyelashes once. I did it for a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And he hated it.
I didn't like it so
really?
Much.
Really? No. It just doesn't look like you. Was that the one where you guys did like the pinup era? Yeah.
Yeah, he just was like, I just don't really like that. And I'm like, well, I'm not taking it off at this point. But,
I said, come on, bosom buddy, you don't need those.
It made it look kind of drag?
It did. I did not like it. It didn't look...
Were cute?
Well, no.
Oh, the pictures look great.
You have... Your eyelashes are fine and everything, but no.
I wasn't trying to start a fight.
Oh, no.
She just didn't look like the woman that you fell in love with.
No, exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah, I'm like, no, it's not you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cute.
So that whole box of eyelashes that I have, did you want them?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Sure, and you can auction them off under my eyes, and sign back up to Synogens. And just turn the ship around. I need some work. Everybody, we've got a lot more beauty things to talk about in the meat. But right now, you just think about what you could improve upon. You're not as great as you think you are.
No.
Okay, love you guys.
Guys, we're back and we're talking about the beauty industry and
the beautiful people.
Yeah, beauty stuff. Nice. Shelly has some more questions. This was her show, and she has some more things to talk about. So
I do.
I'm handing the reins to you, Shelley.
Thank you. One of the fun things about this topic is there's a lot of great songs about it. So I noticed that. True. So we were talking earlier. So I just off the top of my head, I decided to name it She's a Beauty by The Tubes. But The Beautiful Ones by Prince. What was the other one you were talking about?
Marilyn Manson, The Beautiful People.
The Beautiful People. There's just lots of songs about beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's right. So I think what got me to want to do this is I was listening to My Favorite Murder the other day. And one of them started this new beauty regimen. Have you guys heard of Korean Glass?
No.
So it's all these different Korean beauty products that make your face look like glass, almost like a doll. Like
Geisha girl.
Poreless. Yeah. And just that smooth. Mm. And so anyway, I was looking, and so Karen Kilgariff was saying that she got a system to give her Korean Glass skin, and Georgia Hardstark said, yes, you look a lot better, and that looks great. But anyway, hers was like seven different layers, and who has time for that?
Right.
You know, and just to layer on top of layer on top of layer. But anyway, I took a picture of some of the things, and they don't even sound real. But I don't know if I want to try it or not. But one of them, it's Korean skincare for K-pop porcelain skin glow effect with Glassy X, $50. Korean face mask. This is all big for poreless glass face. And
your glass face.
Yes. One of them, and this sounds really gnarly, but it's only $20, so maybe I'll try it. But the name of it is literally Soo, S-O-O, Snail Mucin, 97.5% Snail Mucin Serum.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's snail sludge, but if you are what you eat or whatever, I don't know.
I'm going to be on that. I'm like, above
yeah,
that
I'll
or what it be on.
Would you let snails crawl around your face?
Yes.
I don't know.
If it made me look younger, I would.
It's a serum, but it works really slowly. Okay.
That's funny.
And then, you know, Seoul, I believe, is the capital of Korea.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And one of the main companies that makes all of this stuff is called Seoulceuticals. So if anybody has the money and the time to try all of this and be our guinea pig, there's rice
serum. If you just have the money and not the time,
send it to us.
Well, exactly, we'll do it.
So studio.
That's right. And then, one of them is a rice serum made from fermented rice embryos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rice embryos?
Yep, that's a thing.
Didn't even know rice had babies.
I know.
They're little patties.
That's right. So
little rice patty.
Yeah, so those are the new things that I wanted to try. But with the other thing with beauty is beauty pageants. So I know we've talked about this before. Obviously, everybody thinks about JonBenet and everything. Do you think that that's damaging to children if it's always psychopath parents, or is that just a stereotype? Like the parents are just trying to relive their glory days or make their kids better than what they couldn't? Do you have an opinion?
I don't really have an opinion. I mean, I'm not one of those type of people like who are like, don't always just tell your daughter how beautiful she is because then she doesn't think she's smart or whatever, this and that. I mean, I think that people overthink everything too much now. Sure. I think you should definitely tell your children that they're you're beautiful, you're smart. Yeah. Well, if they're dumb, maybe don't tell them they're smart. Or
don't get their hopes up.
Or if they're ugly,
do better.
Don't really give them hopes that they'll ever be any kind of pretty. I don't know.
You don't have to be smart to be pretty.
You just can do the best that you can. I don't know. I really don't know. I think that beauty pageants sometimes, you know, they get a bad rap because it's kind of true, you know, like it's like people wouldn't stereotype them like that if they weren't stereotypical.
Right. Isn't that where stage moms came from?
Right.
Was it that group?
Yeah.
And they're just so manic and bloodthirsty and all of that. And these poor little girls that are made to look like 30-year-old honky-tonk barflies.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I mean,
they got more makeup on than, mm-hmm. yeah, so...
than Lisa does right now.
That's
right.
Crazy.
Which is everyone. I just think that, I don't think that everybody is like that, you know, like I'm not saying you can't put everybody into one kind of box, but I do feel like the majority of the pageant moms are like
right.
the pageant moms.
Right, and it may be their only shot to stardom or whatever, mm-hmm. in right. whatever it's small form that takes.
Vicariously living through their daughter, so this is something exactly. My parents didn't have the money to put me through, but God, I'm going to put you through it. Yeah.
But you could right. say that with anything. You could say that with sports.
Well,
you
yeah.
could say that
sure.
with...
a lot of things, but I'm with Shell's, or the question... I think that they are a little bit more pushier than sports. I think that, you know, that they're a little, they go a little cuckoo.
Aggressive. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's like ice skating without the talent, you know? It's like mm-hmm. you have so much time and effort invested on, you know, making the costumes or buying the costumes mm-hmm. and this
and then
and
you get them on the ice and they're like...
but all encompassing. And yeah, it just doesn't seem healthy to me, but yeah, you're right. Take each your own.
My oldest daughter, Shannon... We put her in a baby beauty contest. You know, it was one of those things. Aww. It was more like the more tickets you raffled off or something, the better chances of... I mean, right. she's a beautiful baby, but it was funny because, God, she was maybe 6 months old, 7 months old. You
okay.
know? And the kid was... Well, she was born with this beautiful head of hair, but she was a beautiful baby as it was. So when it came time to walk across the stage with, mm-hmm. with the baby, with Shannon and stuff, her mom wouldn't do it. She goes, "You have to do it." I was 16 at the time, 6-year-old kid.
Because she was shy or she
didn't want to do it. Yeah, she, you know. So here, I'm up there with all these women and they're looking at me like, "That's so nice of the little brother to bring his little sister." And I'm like, "No, oh. I'm really the dad," you know, stuff. But
do you have a picture of that anywhere?
God, I think I do have pictures. But it was funny because I remember I was wearing an OP shirt. And gray parachute pants. Uh-huh. I shouldn't, you know, high top tennis. I shouldn't have, and long hair, but I shouldn't have been the one that was up there. It was all women. But yeah, Jill freaked out, and she's like, "I don't want to do it. You do it."
Oh, so, my gosh.
But,
you know,
but I did that. But Shannon was the only one of our kids that we ever exposed to anything like that. And she uh-huh. was so young. Because, you know, of course, and then I have three other daughters. We never thought about, I mean, they're beautiful kids.
Of course.
But I didn't like the feel of it then.
Yes.
You know, and I could tell how phony it was then.
Yeah.
And it was all about a money thing and who.
And about the adults.
Yes, exactly. So I think that's why I steered away from having any of my other daughters in it, because I'm like, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a crap thing, you know. So they played soccer and they played softball. They, you know, they did kid things. And they've grown up, they're all beautiful women, and they are, they're in a beauty pageant daily because they're that cute.
You really do have beautiful, beautiful you know. Kids. Okay, so that's really great. But with the JonBenet thing, do you think that what happened to her would have happened if she wasn't in the public spotlight before that? Or...
I think it probably would. I mean, just having so much video footage mm-hmm. of her probably did help the case in that she was a beautiful girl. But she probably would have been... highlighted anyways, because she was a beautiful little girl anyways, and that her parents were rich.
Sure.
So I'm pretty sure that it probably still would have been a big case. As big of a case,
because it is so unusual and all of that.
Yeah.
And Christmas and mm-hmm. yada yada. But it seemed like that was kind of the beginning of you know, the beautiful white person, let's spend all this money, time, and attention mm-hmm. on finding out what happened. And, you know, it's not her fault that she's white or beautiful or
right,
rich.
Yeah.
But, and every missing person or slain person is important. But just so sensational, because the beauty pageant thing, I think, just put it on every inquirer throughout mm-hmm. the
yeah.
world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that a good thing or a bad thing? I think it kind of muddied the waters.
Agreed.
To be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's unfortunate. But anyway, who do you think did it? We've talked about this on the show before. Has your opinion changed?
I don't think it was a stranger. I think it was within the family.
It had to be.
Yeah.
And I think it was an accident and a cover-up.
Yeah, I've always kind of thought that, too.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit over-aggression towards something that happened inside the house type thing. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do the outline a little bit in backwards order and do the medium fun one and then follow it up by what I think is the funnest one. But
yay.
So,
medium fun.
So Brian and I were talking about this, and it's interesting to analyze the different generations and decades of beauty. For instance, you know, like the really skinny, purposefully flat-chested flapper outfits and stuff, and the very boyish hairstyles, and how that kind of reiterated later in the 90s with heroin chic and all of this. And it seemed like a lot of the designers were looking more towards a young male look or fashion or whatever. And but that also reflects on the other side of that in painting and art and stuff in the Renaissance times, mm-hmm. with the Rubenesque women, and where you're very curvy and sensuous and, you know, have all the womanly aspects in that way. And usually it's not just about sexuality that the attractiveness comes from, but prosperity. And then the prosperity makes you sensual to other people because you would be a good mate for procreation, for instance. Okay, well, when the big ladies were a big deal, that's because they were wealthy and they were part of the elite. Everybody else was starving or there was disease, etc. So that's what one desired to look like or and or to be with. Whereas the 90s rich, sexy girls were the Kate Mosses and all of that stuff. So it's like that was kind of the it girl at the time. So anyway, we boiled it down to sex and money.
There you go.
Do you think that's fair?
It seems like it like kind of like skips every 10, like, or every couple of, is that, what's 10 years, a century?
A decade.
Decade.
Uh-huh.
So, like, in, you know, in the 20s, like you said, in the 20s, it was like a flapperish type of thing. And then you had the 70s with the twiggy kind of thing, same kind of look, then the heroin chic kind of thing and stuff. So, it does kind of, and then, it kind of goes decades to decades.
I agree, and God bless Anna Nicole Smith for bringing hips back.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know, because you have Marilyn Monroe in the 50s and 60s, and then Anna Nicole comes around and is like, it's okay to have curves and hips and
like, in the, in
like
the,
a woman.
Yes. In the 80s or whatever.
Yeah.
And then now, like, some of the bigger models and stuff are really big.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking like oversized 18 in their, you know, in the
20s. And they look fine. They look great.
Did you tell them how they looked in their Daisy Dukes, Lisa?
I did. And I said, nobody should be wearing that, bitch.
A
good movie to refer to like almost everything that we're talking about. What was the movie called that Angelina Jolie did?
Gia.
That's because they showed how they told the bigger gals, no, you'll never make it in this business. You need to slim down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and like you say, now it's almost a reversing, like, yeah, you're a little too skinny, should, you know, put a little meat on your bones and you'll be popular. And thank God for that.
But it's cyclical.
Yeah.
Cyclical.
Yeah.
Well, I just wish that they could have stuff for all sizes.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like there shouldn't be a size, you know, it's like
an ideal.
Yeah, because all different. Because, I mean, we're all different sizes.
Right. Can we decide on one word for beauty, and that's healthy?
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
They should start doing that on Thanksgiving. Get rid of the dog show and have the Westminster model show, and this one here in the heavier set.
Oh God! This is the toy group.
The toy group. Here comes the gal that never eats.
Give that girl a bone.
She looks like a chihuahua.
But on that note, I don't know if it was last year or it was recently. You know how Sports Illustrated always has their annual swimsuit edition. And it's a big deal, you know, and those women training are famous models in other regards or whatever, and typically very healthy and fit and all of that as per the magazine. Well, anyway, I think they finally had a plus size person on the swimsuit model or edition, and I hadn't seen it. We'll see if we can dig that up. But they had a big girl on the swimsuit, like the most famous. So I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
awesome.
People are opening.
Yeah,
she's
a beautiful gal.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't see it.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Do you have it under your bed?
So before we get to the...
easy there. I'm not a 14-year-old boy.
I thought you have the model under his bed.
It's in my drawer.
Okay. So the magazine, not the girl.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Perfect.
Yeah. She's in pieces in the basement.
Oh,
it's fine.
Oh, dear.
Just kidding. I watch a lot of true crime.
So, all right. I remember, and I think I said this on the show before too, but you know how you just remember weird times in your life, where you were, and a snippet of a conversation that shouldn't mean anything, but here we are. Like I said, this has already been said, but Lisa and I were in a Dairy Queen across the street from our high school, and I don't know why this stuck with me, but we were just having a sundae and a chit-chat or whatever, and it was kind of the beginning of the birth of the supermodel. It was kind of Cindy Crawford times and all of that. And, you know, the big Pepsi commercial or whatever she was in. And, of course, she's a smoke show. She's gorgeous and yada, yada, yada. But everything else that was out at the time not to objectify women by calling them everything else, all the other women and models that were out at the time, for whatever reason, they weren't floating our boat or inspiring us. That's just our personal taste. I'm sure they're all wonderful and beautiful. La da da da. But anyway, looking at a Cosmo or a 17 or whatever the hell we were looking at, we're like, you know, models just aren't that pretty anymore.
Mm. We said that?
Yes, to each other. And I'm like, I think so too. It's like, but I mean, I don't know if we just had a really healthy self-esteem, or it was a bad batch, or we were just being judgy.
So old.
Yes. A bad batch.
But this one's like 24. Do you see how old she is?
But and
she has creepy skin.
We weren't being dicky like that. It was just like, what's the big deal? And I just thought that was interesting. They were able to think, And then came the George Michael Freedom video, and the most beautiful women that all walked the earth were in the same room at the same time doing the sexiest video to the sexiest song.
Yeah.
And it just, it made my heart stop. It made my body parts do all kinds of other things.
Yeah, it made me think I was gay for the first time
super
ever.
Super switch sides.
I didn't think, it was like, George Michael's doing nothing for me. These girls are insane.
I know, shake your butt all you want, Georgie.
Yeah, but right.
That was George brilliant. Is going, I can't do anything for you anyway.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But
you
it
don't
was a
do anything for me, is what he's saying.
A brilliant idea on his part, and really so sensual and so beautiful. And that was around the same time. I don't remember she was in that video, but Helena Christensen was in the Wicked Game video, the Chris Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
And just knockout smoke show. Mm-hmm. So who was your favorite supermodel, and why? And in what context?
I think that... back then, it was Linda Evangelista and stuff. I just thought that she was cool, and she was so gorgeous, and that whole thing that she did in that video with the sweater.
Yes, and the short hair.
Yeah, she just rocked it, and she was gorgeous. But I think that really, if I think about who my favorite supermodel is of all time, I was trying to think really about this question. Mm-hmm. I really like Tyra Banks.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Just because she's pretty, and she's also funny, and she has a personality.
Yes.
So
and
I think
she fluctuates.
She's another one that's gone big and gone. Uh-huh. Yeah.
She fluctuates, and doesn't matter what size she is, she's still
real.
Real and a knockout, and she'll sit there and tell you that, you know, this is all fake, you know, or whatever and stuff. And so, I like people that are a little bit more real, and I really like her.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
What about you?
She was kind of my age, my era type thing with Christy Brinkley.
Oh, yeah.
Until she went and married.
She still looks great.
She's an uptown girl, too.
Yeah, until she went and got married to Billy Joel, and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Well, maybe made it seem, it was like, if he can get her,
that's true. A lot of guys thought then.
Yeah.
The one, she was not really a supermodel, but she was a Playboy playmate, but now has really flipped the script, and I'm just proud to say that, not like I know her anything, but I think this is very courageous of her, is Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
She's gone down with the boobs. She's not wearing makeup. I mean, she's been in all this public stuff. She went to some awards. She's gone to, I think, some modeling things. Not wearing makeup. And
love
I'm
it.
Like, good for you.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, your beauty's inside. We watched her documentary, and I gained more respect for that gal than I ever did before. You know,
100%.
Because everybody just pinned her as this dumb blonde. She's actually a very intelligent woman, you know, and stuff. So, but no, that's, you know, like I said, you know, Christy Brinkley was one, you know, and I don't know too many supermodels.
Well, that's okay. I think that you found two were amazing.
Yeah, those are really, really good.
Yeah.
The Pamela Anderson thing I think is so interesting because she's kind of come full circle in that I thought she was at her most beautiful in Tool Time or whatever.
Oh,
that
Home
Improvement. And she was, still is as far as I know, Canadian. And she was... discovered at a hockey game. Mm-hmm. In Canada,
she had a Labatt's shirt on.
Labatt's or Molson, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And she was just so cute and wholesome looking and so naturally beautiful. And it looks like that's all coming back around, but also more attractive to us because she was so brave and went out of her way to set the story straight. And like you were saying about Tyra, you know, admitting her flaws and mistakes and whatever, and it just makes her even prettier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she just seems like a wonderful lady to know. She did a great cameo at the end of the modern remake of Baywatch. Did you guys see that?
No.
She's just so cute and so funny and still very, very sexy. And yeah, Pamela Anderson's a great one.
This gal is, I don't know, it's a recent news. She's not a supermodel or anything, but God bless Dolly Parton for what she did on Thanksgiving.
Good Lord.
With you the know, Cowboys
I
outfit.
Thought, I thought that was just dynamite. And so many Karens wrote in, and she should act her age, do this. And I go, should just act like you aren't jealous. You can't be her.
Seriously.
Because this lady will own up to it. She'll be like, nothing about me is real.
That's right.
You know, yeah, and she goes,
Dolly Parton's amazing.
I paid for all this. This is what I want. Yep. And God bless her. I love that gal. Yeah, so.
In my finest hour, in my 20s and 30s, even my teeth, whatever, I can never look that good.
No.
So God bless her, and I hope she keeps rocking it for 30 more years.
Yeah, hallelujah. Definitely.
Amazing. Drew Worthy, and this is just pretty basic, Cindy Crawford, really.
I mean,
she's just, she doesn't age.
And still a bloody genius and so cute. And I think she's been with the same guy for 30, 40 years, too.
Could be.
Yeah.
It does a body good. Nice.
I guess.
Anyway, that's really, really beautiful people and beautiful stuff and beautiful things. We're going to be right back with what you're talking about.
Well, there you go.
Bring to life a vision in one's mind. The beautiful ones always smash the picture. Always, every time.
The beautiful ones always smash the picture.
Always. Every time.
You look like Catherine O'Hara when you did that.
I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will take that.
Oh my God, that was so Schitt's Creek, wasn't it?
It was kind of, it was Shakespearean, yeah.
Wow.
You are all welcome, and welcome back to
Schitt's Creek.
Good Witch, Bad Witch, the beauty episode. And this is a portion of the program where we do what you're talking about, and we each have a very valid and topical news story for your pleasure. Lisa, would you like to go first this week?
I would. So this is from AP News. It is from who knows when, sometime like within the last couple days. Customer sues Chopped eatery chain over salad that she said contained a piece of the manager's finger.
Oh,
I didn't ask for that.
This is in Mount Kisco, New York. A customer filed a lawsuit against the fast casual chain Chopped over a salad that she said contained a piece of the manager's finger. A lawsuit filed on Monday by Allison something or the other of Greenwich, Connecticut, alleges that she bought a salad at Chopped location in Mount Kisco, New York on April 7th, 2023, and realized while eating it that she was chewing on a portion of a human finger that had been mixed into it and made part of the salad. Ugh. According to the suit, the manager at the restaurant accidentally served a piece of his leftover pointer finger while he was chopping arugula. The manager went to the hospital, but the contaminated arugula was served to a customer. It was served to customers, including Cozy, the lawsuit says. That's her last name. Cozzi. Westchester County Health Department records show that Chopped was fined $900. The customer, Cozy, said in the lawsuit that she suffered injuries, which included shock, panic attacks, migraine, congenitive impairment, nausea, dizzy, and neck and shoulder pain as a result of eating the condemned salad.
Oh.
I could see all but shoulder and neck pain because that just seems silly. She is seeking an unspecified monetary damages. An email seeking comments was sent to Chopped, a chain with more than 70 locations across the eastern United States, and they said that they were not going to comment further.
You,
I have so many questions.
You know what? On that one, the manager also rebutted. He said, none of those symptoms could have happened to you because we gave you the tip only.
That was good. Okay, I've got more.
Yeah.
Appropriately named for the restaurant.
Yes.
Also, she had nausea and dysgeusia. She just needs to fucking relax. Because who
and panic attacks.
Exactly. Well, I mean, who has more damage, you or the chef?
Yeah,
come on, buddy, relax.
Seriously.
Find that tip.
Right. Well, now he can't even get it put back on because he chewed it.
Exactly. It just seems like insult to injury, literally.
Right.
But the guy already lost his finger. Now he's going to lose his job. You're a bitch.
Yeah.
You just relax. Push it to the side like it's
spit it into your napkin.
That's
like
right.
That. Oh, yeah.
Like an anchovy you didn't ask for on a Caesar salad.
Right.
Lighten up. Toughen up.
Right.
Susie Smoozy.
Right. Well, there's that.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I hope that chef is okay. And talk about the show must go on.
Right.
Keep serving salads. I'll be fine.
Get the arugula in there. I don't care.
It's fresh.
It's a little red. It's fine. It's arugula.
Oh, that was intense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Manwich.
Oh, golly. Well, mine is from Toms River, New Jersey, from the AP as well. And it says, a New Jersey elementary school had an unexpected visitor on Thanksgiving holiday. A deer jumped through a small window and knocked over items in the classroom before fleeing the building.
A what did?
A deer.
A female deer?
A deer.
A doe?
A deer, a doe. But a man walking his dog around 10 p.m. on November 25th saw a young deer smash through a window at Cedar Grove Elementary School in Thomas River, which is about 60 miles east of, I don't know, I'm giving you all these. You know, and it's 90.65 kilometers away from Philadelphia.
Where specifically did this incident occur?
That's it, yeah. The man notified police, and subsequently the searching school was recorded on the officer's body cam, so they can see it. And I actually did see the video, so it's on. You can see it. But this deer scurrying through hallways and stuff. Then it goes into a classroom.
That's awesome.
And it's jumping on these desks and stuff. But
boink, boink, boink.
It says when entering when officers entered to the deer in the stairway, the animal who has now been named and it's good. Rudolph.
Aww.
Yes. Initially charged at them, which was pretty funny because they were freaking out.
Right.
Yeah. I bet.
And so they entered the hallway. Long story short, the deer exited out another window and took off running, but caused major damage, you know.
Probably to its head, too, with broken windows.
He had deer damage.
Oh, my gosh. You know what they should do with any damage is just throw it in a salad and feed it to a stranger.
Yeah, arugula salad.
But, yeah, I like they named him Rudolph. It was a perfect timing.
That's
and stuff
cute.
Like that.
And what a day for the kids. They come home and their parents are like, how was school today? You're never going to believe it.
Yeah.
Well, we got extra Thanksgiving time because a deer trashed our school.
Right.
That's what your man which is talking about.
There you go.
Rudolph is a vandal.
Yes, he is.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is kind of, my story's a little derrily.
Uh-oh.
And this is why. It's about sports.
Oh.
And I don't normally care for that sort of thing, the S word. But I thought this was pretty heartwarming. So this is from Today. I'm assuming .com, but like the Today Show. And a Knicks player's former high school coach is his roommate for a heartwarming reason. So Knicks center Mitchell Robinson invited coach Butch Stockton to come live with him in New York and get his mind back straight after Stockton endured tragedy. Knicks center Mitchell is grateful for the mentoring he received from his high school basketball coach, so now he's returning the favor in Butch Stockton's time of need. Stockton was invited by Robinson, 25, to live with him at his home in New York as Stockton grieves the loss of his wife of 31 years, Dawn, who died at 70 from cancer in September. Mm. Et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, is that darling? And I wouldn't do anything like that for you guys, and I've known you for way longer than
right?
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're on the Patreon and saw the beginning of the show, you could see another sport-worthy moment of me where I have a high school coach stance.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And this is why, because I know it'll have a great effect on all of you and that you'll let me live with you with some bad shit goes
it's
down.
It's her mentorship.
Yeah.
That's yep. right.
Thanks. Nice.
That's Perfect. Right. Good for you, Mitchell Robinson.
But those were good stories.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
And this was one where we all had a story.
Yeah.
I mean, a good. We did some research for it. Sometimes, yeah. you know, I always do a music this and that. I was going to do a music one, but mm-hmm. I said, I need to get down to
do
business.
Do a story.
And your reading was
and,
good.
And read. And but, you know, God bless Rudolph.
Yeah.
You know?
God bless
you. You know, Grandma got ran over by a reindeer, but mm-hmm. no, this reindeer ran over a bunch of shit.
And Grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
okay.
Good on him, Rudolph.
That's what we're talking about.
Yep.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule. And he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh yeah, he's the man witch. Oh yeah.
All right, guys, we're back, and this is the fun time of which is it? Where you know we got our good witch always doing the timing, you know, holding up the time. We got our bad witch doing the spinning to see who's gonna.
So here I go, and this will be the last spin of the year,
and we will be
doing something different.
Next year's going to be, so we're ending it on a good
on
note.
The last spin, mm-hmm. here's the spin. It better be good. It's Shelley.
Woo!
Well, what a way to end it, you know, with our co-creator here, our cool creator.
What?
Our cool
what?
Co-creator.
Our cuckoo-ca-choo creator.
Yeah.
Cuckoo. We are all co-creators. But what is the topic this
the
week?
The topic is going to be, what are the standards of attractiveness U.S. versus other countries?
That is a great question.
Wow. Kay.
All right. Here we go. 60 seconds. Boobs. Boobs. Boobs.
Boop, boop,
no,
be
we
boobs.
Were we were just talking about this the other day, too, where I think in Asia specifically, and those teenage girls are so hard on themselves physically, especially now that Americans are more accepting, you know, bigger girls in different sizes and all these other things. But I've seen things where these Asian girls are like, well, you put your feet together, and if you can't see the sunlight through your thighs, you know, they'll have plastic surgery for that, or Brazilian butt lifts, or all these other things. And so I do think that America has gotten less superficial as far as that stuff. But yeah, we do have standards of beauty as far as nobody ever likes what they have. So we are getting the butt raises and bigger butts, and other people are getting butts taken away. So I'm going to say we like bigger boobs and butts, and then other people not so much. They just want to be the smallest.
Lie.
That's right. I could be wrong. That's my opinion. And that's my time.
Yay!
Nice. Ding, very nice.
Ding, ding, ding. That is beautiful. Thank you guys again for listening to another year of Good Witch, Bad Witch.
Yep. Season 3. You've been
season
good to
3
us.
Is a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And
get ready to start voting here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's in March, but
still.
If
we get them thinking about it now,
get your voting finger ready.
Yeah. I guess we'll again, as we always say, join Patreon, guys. It's only $5 a month. It would really, really help us out if you want
sure
to see
does.
Us continue to
grow,
blossom. Yeah. Oh, were you going to? You had mentioned something about it. Should have been on the last episode, but. Something about a donation?
Yeah. So for Christmas, what the witches would like to do is donate $100 to our favorite charity. And I put it to the Married Witches, and they chose the National Mill Rescue. So your Patreon dollars, and we'll match it. We're going to match it.
Yeah.
So we're going to donate $200 to the National Mill Rescue on behalf of our fans and Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast as our Christmas gift to the universe. And that means I'm just not going to have enough money for the rest of you.
Right.
And that's fine.
Perfect.
Also, though, on a more, I want money profitable note, when this comes out, it'll be the 27th. And Spirit Hounds is having a New Year's Eve spirits and food pairing, and it'd be a nice place to take your date and not be in the crazy clubby woohoo cover charge bullshit for New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to do that, that would be really fun. But thank you guys for a lovely year. Join the Facebook group and tell your friends. Start the next year being a fan of Good Witch, Bad Witch, because it's a lot of fun, and we appreciate you. And love you, but I tell everybody that I love him now. So it doesn't mean as
do you
much.
Have, do you have video, though?
Yeah. But do you have video?
No, yeah. I forgot to get video.
She keeps forgetting.
I love
forgetting
you. I really
like,
do.
Yeah, hey, that chick loves me.
Hey, stranger, just met you. I love you.
Nice.
Thank you, everybody. Are you, do you want a thing? Should I wrap it up?
You say what you want to say. Yeah. Give it
your
best.
Oh, my God,
that's
a big one. Okay, this is my last Stay Witchy, my friends, of 2023.
See you next year. Stay bitchy.
And your man witch says, we love you.
Oh no! Must be the season of